It's Brian and Trisha, Quixie 98.3. The Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, and Stay with us in the studio this morning. Glad to have him in studio again. Bart Lovins, who is the director of the PAC, the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center. Good morning to you.
Good day. How are you guys doing?
We are lovely. We're glad to have you in here with your bright, shining face.
Aw.
So tell us what's going on at the PAC.
Well, this is September, and with every September, we have a fall show. This year, we did not do a musical like we normally do. That we decided that was too many bodies in the room at the same time, sweating and singing. So we're doing a comedy, Arsenic and Old Lace, under the partnership of Abound Credit Union. In fact, our two performances, our two opening performances on Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th, are sold out. Those are for the Abound Credit Union members, and we will have socially distanced audiences of 240 for both of those nights, but tickets are available for the remaining three performances Friday the 18th, and a matinee and an evening on Saturday the 19th, and Sunday. Now, I did that wrong. Sorry. Thursday and Friday are sold out. Saturday has a matinee and an evening. And Sunday has a matinee. That's so, the 18th and the 19th. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's a lot of moving parts, as
always. It is a lot of moving parts. More this year than ever.
So you guys have had some great luck keeping things going, keeping arts alive, staging some productions. I saw the Addams Family, and I said this to you off air, and I mean it. Out of everything I've seen since the PAC opened over all these years, that was probably in the top five.
Well, I'll be sure and pass that on. That wasn't one of our productions. That was Youth Theater of Hardin County, and they'll be thrilled to hear that. They do a lot of wonderful work every year.
And, of course, under the auspices of you guys being there, there's a lot of shared actors. There's a lot of shared musicians because we have a very tight theater community here.
Yeah, inbred is another word for it. Yeah.
These different groups kind of wax and wane and move in and out. And there's a lot of parts that get exchanged there. One of those, I guess, would be Braden Hall.
It is our PAC spotlight for the month. He, along with Tracy Arflin, Bluegrass Middle School teacher, are our adult and student PAC spotlights this month.
And you were lucky enough to play Uncle Fester in the Addams Family, but you got a part in the new show, Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh, yes. I'm Officer O'Hara in Arsenic and Old Lace, and he's a wannabe playwright. And it's funny to see whenever when we first did a read-through, and like I was like, okay, he doesn't sound country. And Bart was like, Braden, you cannot be country during this. It's Brooklynese. And so we went through all the dialect and everything, and now I'm just like, please do not be country every time I perform it with Bart. And it's been fun. It's been a challenge, but it's one of the best challenges I've had so far because it does show me different aspects of an actor.
And, of course, this is a classic stage play. Have you seen it performed before?
No, this is the first time I've ever heard of it. Now, I've seen, like, the clips of the movies and stuff from homework Bart's gave me. But it's so funny. Like, on stage and in the movie, it's amazing.
It is kind of timeless. It really is. So what's been your favorite thing being involved in theater so far in your young life?
It's honestly, I would say it's Arsenic and Old Lace because, I was Uncle Fester in Addams Family, and that was such a great experience. And it's like whenever I auditioned for Arsenic and Old Lace, you had all these professionals and then the amateurs, and it's good to work with the professionals because they teach you new things that you never thought you could learn before. And they're so supportive. I mean, every day they come in there, they give me high fives and fist bumps, and it's really good to have that because whenever I first went in there, I did not talk besides read through. And, you know, me warming up to them, it's like a family. I've always said that theater is always a family, that, you know, every other place will say there's a family. But, I mean, you always have your theater friends to rely on, and that's the truth.
Now, the great thing about Arsenic and Old Lace, you do not have to do any high wire flying.
Oh,
and
no.
You don't have to shave your head.
Oh, no. That's the best part about it, because I loved flying and shaving my head, of course. But, I mean, it's funny to transform within, like, at least a month how my hair grew back so fast.
Yeah.
And I missed the flying rig. I mean, whenever we took it down, I did come an hour early just to say goodbye when we took the whole set down. And it was something like we worked with it for so long, and it was so fun at the end. That was, you just have to say goodbye to it.
Absolutely. Well, Bart, what else do folks need to know about the PAC and how things are going right now?
Well, season tickets went on sale August 30th. You can go to our website now and buy tickets for any of the PAC season events online. And soon you'll be able to order tickets for almost every event that happens on our stage, whether it's a PAC season production, a youth theater production, Glenn Rice, or any of the other school activities that happen at the space.
All right. That is the PAC Spotlight for this month. For more details, how do folks hit you up?
Go to www.thepac.net or call 270-769-8837.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Bart Lovins and Braden Hall with the PAC Spotlight.